Does no other profession occur to you, which a young man of your figure and address could take up easily and see the world to advantage in? Asked the manager. No, said Nicholas, shaking his head. Why then, I'll tell you one, said Mr. Crummles, throwing his pipe into the fire and raising his voice. The stage!
The stage?
Cried Nicholas, in a voice almost as loud. The theatrical profession, said Mr. Vincent Crummles. I am in the theatrical profession myself. My wife is in the theatrical profession. My children are in the theatrical profession. I had a dog that lived and died in it from a puppy, and my chaise pony goes on in Timur the Tartar. I'll bring you out, and your friend too. Say the word. I want a novelty. I don't know anything about it, rejoined Nicholas, whose breath had been almost taken away by this sudden proposal. I never acted a part in my life, except at school. Oh, there's genteel comedy in your walk and manner, juvenile tragedy in your eye, and touch-and-go fuss in your laugh, said Mr. Vincent Crummles. You'll do as well as if you had thought of nothing else but the lamps from your birth downwards. Nicholas thought of the small amount of small change that would remain in his pocket after paying the tavern bill, and he hesitated. Come, sir, you can be useful to us in 100 ways, said Mr. Crummles. Think what capital bills a man of your education could write for the shop windows. Well, I think I could manage that department, said Nicholas. To be sure you could, replied Mr. Crummles. For further particulars, see small handbills. We might have half a volume in every one of them. Pieces, too. Why, you could write us a piece to bring out the whole strength of the company whenever we wanted one. I'm not quite so confident about that, replied Nicholas, but I dare say I could scribble something now and then that would suit you. Oh, we'll have a new showpiece out directly, said the manager. Let me see. Peculiar resources at this establishment. New and splendid scenery. You must manage to introduce a real pump and two washing tubs. Into the piece? Said Nicholas. Yes, replied the manager. I bought 'em cheap, at a sale the other day, and they'll come in admirably. That's the London plan. They look up some dresses and properties and have a piece written to fit 'em. Most of the theatres keep an author on purpose. Indeed, cried Nicholas. Oh, yes, said the manager. A common thing. It'll look very well in the bills in separate lines. Real pump, splendid tubs, great attraction. You don't happen to be anything of an artist, do you? That is not one of my accomplishments, rejoined Nicholas. Ah, well, then it can't be helped, said the manager. If you had been, we might have had a large woodcut of the last scene for the posters, showing the whole depth of the stage, with the pump and tubs in the middle. But, however, if you're not, it can't be helped. What should I get for all this? Inquired Nicholas, after a few moments' reflection. Could I live by it? Live by it? Said the manager. Like a prince! With your own salary and your friends and your writings, you'd make £1 a week. You don't say so. I do indeed. And if we had a run of good houses, nearly double the money.